Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, it is the Instant Match Reaction Show. I'm Paul Machin. Chris Pajak is with me in the aftermath of Liverpool being knocked out of the Champions League. Look, Chris, let's call it as it is. I think a week ago when we finished the first leg, I think most of us thought that Liverpool would go out. I think we felt that we would be disappointed and angry if we played the same way that we did and then went out. I think there was a sense as well that a lot of people got like Real Madrid were miles better than Liverpool. We got shown up a little bit in Madrid. The one thing I can say from the game tonight is that the players at least went out there, put a shift in, and I think earned a little bit of pride, if not an actual result.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, look, I'm bitterly disappointed to go out of the Champions League, like everybody who's watching this, like you are. But I'm also, I am proud of what they did tonight, because I think they did perform well. And for 9/10 of the field, they were excellent.
Yes.
And that final 10th, unfortunately, the hardest 10th, the 10th that matters, is where they let themselves down. And, you know, it makes a change, really, for Liverpool to be let down by the front lads. And it's not a systematic thing. It's not the players being crap. It's just the fucking one-off where they've not done it.
Yeah.
Well, look, I've been saying it for a while. I think we're back up and running as far as the season goes in a general sense. At the last possible moment, really, you know, it's like the plane heading towards the ravine, and you just manage to pull up before you hit the mountain. But I felt like if we were going to be more than a team that fights for top four, you need 220 goal a season goal scorers in your team.
We've got one.
And that's where we've come undone, because Mo Salah's Mo Salah. You can't ask for more goals from Mo Salah. You can, but if he's well within his rights to flick the V's at you and go, what more do you want? Because he's our top goal scorer. He's probably going to finish Premier League top goal scorer. He scored more goals than he scored for the last two seasons, I think. All right, this season. So he's doing all you can ever ask of from him. We need other lads to step up. I thought, in a general sense, I thought Bobby Firmino was brilliant. That was back to Bobby Firmino doing Bobby Firmino things. Mane started the game really well,
faded
big time, and then Jota didn't really give us anything by the time he came on.
No, I agree with that assessment perfectly. Actually, I think Mane looked like he was going to take the game by the scruff of the neck, and I think for the first 10-15 minutes he probably did, and then it kind of just, not that it, I think he still had a really good first half.
He was still involved in the whole half.
Yeah, he was, but second half, man, no, not at all. Like, and obviously he's withdrawn with Bobby. Yep. And there's a reason, I think, and I don't know whether his legs fell off or his performance just wasn't there, but after the first 10 minutes, I'm thinking, this is the lad who's going to win us the game, and he doesn't.
Yep, yeah, and the stage was set for him. There's that moment where he gets played into, and Klopp referenced the post-match. He's got his back to goal, he's inside the six-yard box.
Slips.
And he slips.
It's his season, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's it. And a point I made on the fan reactions earlier, and so when people get angry about like not taking chances, like nobody intentionally misses the goal. You know, you can be frustrated, annoyed in the moment with it, but you kind of have to, some stuff you kind of have to shrug off, and that's unfortunately where Mane is. The problem is we're entering the territory where everyone loves to write a good player off, I think. And I'm not prepared to write Sadio Mane off, but there's something just not right with him at the minute. And that's fair. It's, you know, I mean, he's been our everything for 5 years now.
I thought that was Alex Oxlade Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, he wishes.
You to me are everything by Alex Oxlade Chamberlain. No,
yeah, okay. Not at all. He genuinely wishes that was the case, as much as I love Ox. But no, like, because we forget, like, we've had Mane for another season than Salah. We had him for a whole other season, and our entire team was hinged on him. Like, if you remember when he got injured at the back end of the season, and we were like, oh my God, we were throwing him. We were like, Klopp was a bit like when you're in a shootout in a movie and you run out of bullets and you start throwing the gun. That's what we were doing. We were throwing Sturridge and Origi and Lallana at West Ham, and it was working great. You know, hit them in the head, knocked them out. Mane's been dragging our team over the line for another year, as well as doing all the extra bits and pieces. And he's very rarely been injured, so he's played loads of games, played loads of minutes. He's been a go-to guy for us. And it's not working for us at the minute. But look, without getting lost in
let's take a comment, right? James Lawrence Allcott, a good friend of ours, in the comments. I thought you were unlucky. Do you think Klopp should have stuck with the players on the pitch, Firmino, Mane, as bad as Mane was, over bringing on Shaqiri, Ox, and losing that presence in the box?
Yeah. I honestly, Klopp's managing on two fronts, and I think that's where it's boiled down. I think we've seen substitutions being made in the league games previously. We've not put all our eggs in either basket, and I think we've managed to make a decent fist of it. I mean, when you consider how garbage we've been for the whole of this of 2021 so far, up until March, I think it's easy to say. I think in hindsight, I'd have kept it for another 5 or 10 minutes before making the Thiago Jota change. But
I think Klopp would. Listen to him talking in his post-match. He said, look, we made the changes, but we kind of lost our way. And that was at the time when Real Madrid was just starting to get the ball a little bit more and stuff. Yeah. Timing's everything in football, isn't it? Not just substitutions, but with the players and stuff. For me, James, anyway, the Mane thing, he was knackered. And that's it. And so I don't think we were going to get any more. I'd maybe have kept Firmino on still, because I think he still had something to offer personally.
Yeah. It depends on what we think we think we need for Leeds. This was just a sad state of affairs that you're like,
it's Monday though, isn't
it? Yeah, no, but you're right. But also,
and we're not playing 2 games a week.
We are where we are in the season. You've still got it, the manager and the squad. They just are. You know what I mean? That's just what he's doing, because the squad was mismanaged, maybe, you know, or whatever. Maybe they were just badly unlucky, but we've had so many fitness and injury issues that they're just trying to make sure that they've got lads available for them. Because if we're saying we shouldn't have been needing Shaqiri and Oxlade Chamberlain, imagine if you have to use them. Mm. Imagine if you've got to start them in football matches. You don't need to imagine we were doing this in December and January and we were fucking garbage for it. Because they're not good enough to the good individual additions here and there, but not as a player.
So you're saying then that Klopp thought we were out?
I'm not saying I don't think Klopp thinks that way, if I'm honest. I think he thinks that those lads are capable of doing what needs to be done. You still got Salah and Jota on the pitch there. Shaqiri's capable of unlocking something and finding a pass. So those lads are more than capable of winning the game for us.
That was the problem though, wasn't it? When those subs were made, like, a few times I'm looking at Shaqiri going, he's in really good position, he's got the ball, he's 20 yards out, he's looking left, he's looking right. There's nothing in front of him.
Yeah.
That was a fucking mate. It wasn't the fact that it was Shaqiri, it was the fact that there was nothing there for him to pass to.
The biggest mistake was,
we just ran out of ideas and started playing the ball to Trent, and when Trent's crossing 17 times a game, that's when we're done.
We made the mistake of putting Salah centre forward, I think. I think personally, and I'd have just kept Mane on and run him into the ground, to be honest. I'd have put Jota centre forward. Now, I know it didn't work very well last week, but I just think he wants to be between the posts more naturally than any of the other lads. I know Salah's good at that. I think, but Salah was playing really well on the right, and Mane had dropped off big time on the left, but I'd have maybe gone with a little bit of that. It was just, look, it was a Hail Mary at that point, and That was what it was. You talked about it, about how you want the lads to empty the tank. And I think Bobby did that. There was a point at 60 minutes where Bobby like played a pass, and I said it in commentary, that's a tired movement. The ball kind of breaks down and he decelerates like a man who's in pain, like a man whose body he's done, he's got, that's all you've got out of your muscles there. It didn't look like a comfortable deceleration. So they never make these decisions blindly, do they? I just think that Yeah, yeah, it is one of them. It's disappointing. I made a foot Trent. I thought that was a brilliant performance from him tonight. I thought when you look to a couple of times we've had this, we've had two or three games in this difficult run where you've needed Jordan Henderson and we haven't had Jordan Henderson, so you need someone else to grab the game and drive the game forward. And that was another game for me where Trent, the amount of times where he just wanted the ball, he's asking for it, and he's not just doing his I'm going to stop here 45 yards deep of the dead ball line and look to kick the ball. He played that inside right channel a lot.
Driving with the ball at his feet, that one where he gets into the box, gets a little bit lucky, pulls it out for Wijnaldum. That's absolutely superb.
You make that look, don't you?
Yeah, you do, and you've got to have trust that the midfielders behind you are going to cover. And that's what Evan Milner and Wijnaldum was doing. And we said it before the game, Paul.
Milner.
If Milner is there, Trent can do that, and Trent's had the ability to do that all day, and the space, and just. But I thought more than that, was it Vinicius or was it Rodrigo maybe, where he shoulders him right on the dead ball line? Yeah. I mean, that's just unbelievable defending as well. Yeah. And so he showcased both sides of his game tonight.
Nearly gets done for pace, but doesn't, is the important part of all of that.
His strength.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I look around that team, and again, I'm just frustrated with Mane. So you know, I don't think he was terrible. You know, I know how good he can be.
I gave him a 6.
Yeah. I mean, across the full 90, I think he probably
probably 8 or 9 first half, and he really dropped off second.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, but in terms of everyone there, and I've been saying this for weeks now. I don't really know how to judge footy anymore. Like, I've been doing this for years, and I was very much in my comfort zone last season up until the pandemic, and I don't really know how to judge this season because it's a season unlike any other, and I just don't know what the players are capable of anymore. You know, I was talking to Baz at Toffee TV, and he's just like, "How shit is all the footy?" And no one's really talking about it, but he's like, "Look at all them games at the weekend, and look how low quality they all are. You watch them, and look how poor the footy is, and the amount of mistakes, and then you've got the injuries and all this kind of stuff. It's just." Everyone's just limping toward the end of this season, and I don't know how to judge a lot of things. But what I will say, you know, look at the players out there tonight. I thought Andy Robertson had a good game. I thought Trent was really good. I thought Nat Phillips was an absolute colossus again. We said at half time, he's playing on the edge. He never
kind of
over it.
Second half as well. He just looked really in control of everything.
It helped that they gave up trying to attack. Mm-hmm. Probably helped them a little bit, to be honest. But you know, he was dominant in the air. He was good.
But
on
he
the
was
ball.
Like, I, there was a few times where he picked the ball up 35 yards away from Real Madrid's goal. Like he pushed on a little bit, and you're thinking, wow, that's a good little touch. He played some nice passes. He really did.
He did. He also smashed them at cock height. 2 or 3 times
just
to someone,
that pump.
Yeah, and with it, but passing it terribly in doing so. He is what he is. I love Nat Phillips. I love the bones of him. I would let him run his contract down next season. I wouldn't give him another one. I'd let him run his contract down if he gets a good offer and he wants to go. Let him do whatever he wants. I'd say to Nat Phillips in the summer, what do you want to do? you've got, like, he's like a make-a-wish kid. Like, what do you want to do? You've got 12 months left. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to stay at Liverpool, or do you want to go and get a move somewhere and play more footy and let him decide on that? But I love that performance from tonight. We talked about him being the one part that was most likely to go pop in that team that was going to be the thing that unravelled us, and he never did, and that's a testament to him.
And Kabak as well, I thought he was really good. And him being substituted is not a reflection on his performance. The two of them together were brilliant again, and Fabinho helps again. Fabinho was a monster in front of them, did all right. Don't think he was outstanding tonight. Middle of the road kind of performance, but again, that game kind of passed him by. I think it was more on your Milner and your Wijnaldum to set the tempo in the middle of the park and then play from there. And Milner's the one that sets the tempo for the entire game and tells everyone, this is how we have to play tonight if we want to get anything.
Well, you know, we joke about it, but like, just putting a cruncher in on Benzema in the first minute, it just tells, you've got three players on that pitch who you need to just go and give a big kick to, and it's Benzema, Cruz and Modric. Just because, and they're used to it, they've had it all career long, but they're the fellas who, it just hurts a bit more when you're a bit older, you know, and you've got to let them know, because it's a bit like if you walk into a situation with a bunch of like people, you're into a potentially aggressive situation. There's a couple of things you can do. You can either undercut the situation by turning to the smallest one and saying, I'm basically going to knock the shit out of you and make a joke out of it. Or you go and land the blow on the biggest lad and hope that it's enough that it makes everyone go, right, okay, well, they're not to be fucked with. And that's what James Milner does. And I thought that again, we're talking about tone setting. You know, he's taking fouls. He's giving fouls out. It was a captain's performance. And that shot. Yeah, and we look, yeah, exactly. And we look, and that's, people talk about the momentum that we lost James Milner. People actually haven't really talked about, like, people talk about the substitutions that we made, not who we brought on.
Mate, I did, because we weren't the same team afterwards. You know, it took Jota and Thiago 5-10 minutes to get into the game, and we just lost our way a little bit, and then they got into the game, but we still missed James Milner.
And it is what it is. You know, he's very much Henderson's understudy, but he's 35 years old, you know, and look, I think he could have gone. I think he'd have been happy to keep going, but I don't, again, we were chasing
Leeds
the game.
Leeds now, mate.
Oh, yeah, but we were chasing the game. You know, we were chasing the game. We were trying to put more creative lads on the pitch to try and make things happen. The decision making was fine, but when you're left with, and I got a great comment on the fan reactions about how they had, you know, we made Real Madrid play six at the back at Anfield, and that was it. You know, they were left with the get loads of bodies behind the ball and shut up shop and defend for your life, and that's tough to break down at any level.
I don't think we did personally, because they made them do that by winning 3-1 in the first leg.
But that's the game. The point of the matter is we had to try and break that down, and that's a very difficult thing to have to do in football matches, because they got the noses in front. But that's the game plan, and that's what it's left to. Real Madrid, just a slight counter, it is the respect to which they show Liverpool, because that wasn't Real Madrid turning up. Like, Real Madrid changed their game plan for both games to play that way against Liverpool. Everyone would have expected this to be a nose to nose, toe to toe, Real Madrid, the classy footballing outfit, blah blah blah. They did what they did, and
that's what serial winners do, though. That's how you get to win three Champions Leagues in a row. You do what you can to win the game, and Real Madrid, they did brilliantly tonight. It pisses me off, but they were brilliant.
I feel all right with it, if I'm honest, because again, I felt we could go through. I didn't feel that we would, we would. Yeah, I thought we'd win on the night, but not go through. I genuinely I can't pretend to have emotions I don't have over it. We were shit. We were so shit in Madrid. We made our bed. We shit our bed, and we spent the entire second leg trying to clean up the shit off our bed before we could even try to get on with the day. And we did. We got back to a position where I can feel like I saw enough in that team that Liverpool aren't fucked. Liverpool aren't dead. Liverpool don't need a massive rebuild. Liverpool will probably, hopefully with a little bit of a gap, as you say, to Leeds, be able to pick themselves up and make a good fist at the end of the season. Because that's what's left to play for now. I'm back to where you need to be. You need to have belief in your side. That's all you really want from your football team. You don't want it in like, oh God, I hope one goes in off someone's arse today in order for us to win. And we've all been in, we've all played in them teams. We've all supported that. You know, Liverpool versions of Liverpool have done that down the years. I feel like there's a measure of which this team is capable of owning games of football and owning their destiny. And that's really all you want, because we've fallen so far. After that first leg, Real Madrid should have walked up and whacked us, and this should have been we should have been absolutely battered based on how we performed in that last leg, and we weren't. And it's a small thing, but it's a thing. Amit Singh sends in the super chat. Thank you so much, Amit. Saying just an appreciation for Trent all round. He was immense. He tried everything to drag the team to a win. And we need to find a striker to replace Origi, because, in my opinion, we missed that option on the bench. Well, Origi wasn't even on the bench, was he? He's been injured for a few weeks now, which is another point, because what have you got left? Well, you got Jota, which is fine.
It does make you wonder about the tacky thing again. You know, not a big deal, but like, again, maybe more of an option off the bench. We made four subs, and we were chasing two goals.
And he's not a believer.
It'd have been nice to be able to make five.
True, but he's. I mean, it's not like he's been pulling up trees at Southampton,
no,
is it?
He got those three goals early, and that's about it. In fact, I don't even think he's been starting at the moment. Yeah. The big thing again, though, is the shooting in it. Like, that's now, they talked about it after the game. It's now 139 shots and three goals at Anfield in 2021.
Yeah.
That's fucking criminal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. It is. It is.
Are they just overthinking it?
This is the thing that I've always feared about our forwards. And this is why I think maybe it's just an age thing, but like, why Salah doesn't get the same level of respect as like Torres and Fowler and Suarez and all that kind of stuff. Because you'd always felt like they would score. Salah scores as much, if not more, than them. But you never feel like Salah's going to score the chances that he has. He just manages to score goals. And we don't have anyone in our team who you feel will if you get him one chance, he'll score one goal for you. We haven't had that since Daniel Sturridge. Mm. And even then, you know, we
the
know
last
what his
year and a half probably wasn't that anyway.
But you knew what his body was like by that point. And so there definitely is something in that shout of go and get something. But the point I made, because it was raised again on the fan reactions, is that the problem is that if you have your clinical number nine, what happens when he's not there? Because you build your team to a goal scorer. What you want is the best of both worlds. You want to keep Salah and you want to keep Mane, who scores 20, and then add a lad who scores 35, which is in the middle of the team. What you want is Harry Kane from this season, actually, in the middle of our team. And that makes a lot of people be sick in the mouths a bit. But like, he scored almost as many as he's assisted. He's been the perfect Bobby Firmino as a centre forward this season. That would be the absolute ideal for us. But the problem is, of course, is you get Fernando Torres. What happened when Torres was injured? We were shit. Who did we have up front? David and Go. Because you can't afford to have two world-class intervals.
We definitely couldn't then.
But look at Bayern Munich. You know, if you keep them fit, you're great. But what happens when Lewandowski's out? You end up with two promoting centre-forwards or trusting lads who aren't clinical strikers to get the goals for you, a la Sane or whatever. But look, it's a problem that they're going to have to address in the summer. I think if we have a little bit of rest for a couple of lads and get another Jota, not him, but someone, you know, another lad who's of that level to come in. I don't think it's Minamino, and it's definitely not Origi at this point. It's not Shaqiri. Maybe Harvey Elliott's ready to add a little bit more. I don't know, but one more definitely. Just buy Mbappe. Let's just buy Mbappe.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, yes, we're going to be doing more on this game tomorrow on the Final Word Show, which is exclusively as bonus content for all members over on the RedmenTV.com. If you are a member here on YouTube, you get the one bonus show to the Final Word Show on a Monday or next week on a Tuesday, of course, after the Leeds game, but you get both Final Word shows, and you get the Around the League show, and you get the Reds News Roundup show, and you get Stats and Tactics.
And the documentaries.
And, of course, the documentaries and interviews and features and all the other brilliant stuff that we bring for you guys, which isn't just us. There's more of us doing more of this. But if you want more generic Liverpool content that you can sit down with a loved one or you can educate people on the wonderful Liverpool Football Club, then yeah, we've got you covered, our little streaming service. Last super chat here from Ankit Kapoor says, we tried everything. Not enough at this level in this season. Thanks, Redmen TV. You guys make all the games more entertaining. Listen, we try our best. We're just fans. We just do our biz, and you know, hopefully we'll be back in kind of world before too long where we can all just be in the ground and shout and scream and celebrate and hug and kiss.
That would be nice. Like
that. That would be lovely.
I'll miss it.
Let's have a bit of that. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will return, of course, on Monday with another watch along and all the post match stuff as well. Hope to see you guys there. If not before, on the RedmenTV.com. Have a wonderful evening. Keep your heads up, Reds. Things will get better. We'll see you all soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.